This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech on Friday released data from studies showing their COVID-19 vaccine is safe and 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections in 5 to 11-year-olds. The study was released 4 days before the Food and Drug Administration's Independent Advisory Committee is scheduled to consider emergency approval for use of the vaccine on children. In anticipation of that, the White House this week announced plans to deliver enough child doses of the vaccine to all 28 million children between the ages of 5 and 11 currently living in the United States. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Friday continued to dismiss calls for renewed COVID-19 restrictions. He said there is nothing to indicate those moves will be necessary in the coming months, despite the fact that Britain is currently seeing a dramatic surge in COVID-19 infections. Speaking to reporters while touring a London vaccination facility, Johnson said the current surge in infections is high, but still within the parameters that experts expected. Britain currently has the highest daily number of infections in Europe, averaging more than 45,000 a day. That's up from 17% the previous week. Coronavirus infections and deaths in Russia climbed Friday to another pandemic record, putting a growing strain on the country's healthcare system. President Vladimir Putin has responded to the worsening situation by ordering Russians to stay off work from October 30th to November 7th, when the country's already observing an extended holiday. Authorities expect the order to help limit the spread of the virus by keeping them out of offices and off public transportation.